είναι και εκεί σπλέει.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jeannie Russell talking to you from Kauai, Hawaii. Greetings and aloha here in beautiful Kauai. We're in downtown Kapa'a town, and you are listening to Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 AM. I am filling in for Dina Marie, who has her Lifter Spirit show on the Friday of every month, and you can find me on the first Friday of every month here, or at Jeannie Joy's podcast if you want to listen in there. And I am speaking to you from my center here in Kapa'a town called Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, where we do energy healing, massage, Reiki, intuitive readings, dolphin energetics, dolphin Reiki in the ocean, and we teach classes, workshops, and do retreats, and many other things. And I'm very excited today because I have a very special guest with us today. It's Upendra Deol. And Upendra has been with us for quite a while, a number of years. She came into this center through very different means. She came here wanting to rent a space, needing a place to do her healing work. Then she joined our health fair and a bunch of other things, which we will share in this story. And welcome, Upendra.
Aloha, everyone. Pleasure to be here. I'm very, very grateful to be a part of this here. Wow, where did this journey start? Years ago, I was looking for a place to do my sessions, and I fell upon this blessed place, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, and have been here ever since, in many aspects, doing my sessions, assisting with some cooking classes here with a dear friend of ours, specifically with Indian food, taking people to the farmer's market, showing them how to go about shopping for well-nourished food for their well-being, and teaching them how to cook Indian food. And also assisting with healing fairs here at the center.
Yeah, you were, well, that's how it kind of started. We had our healing fair, Heaven on Earth Healing Fair, which was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of different vendors, and you were one of the vendors offering your Shakti healing sessions. And from that, we were all here for a couple of hours, and we were all starving, and then you're like, well, you know, I cook Indian food. I'm like, Opie, you got to bring your Indian food next time. And you did.
Yep, I did, and my homemade vegetarian samosas and a couple of other things. Thank you to my grandmother for teaching me the authentic Indian cooking, which is always made with lots of love.
Yes. Well, it was a big hit, and a lot of people, I think you sold out, or they...
I did.
They seemed to all disappear, and you had that chutney sauce with it, and I had to do the kind of mild on the spice level there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the mint chutney came in.
Right.
To cool it down.
Thank God. Yes. It was like, give me more of that. It was awesome, too. I loved the mint chutney. And so, yeah, so then you wound up doing food, and we started talking, and you started doing sessions here at Dolphin Touch. And what happened next?
Started doing my sessions here, and then next what happened was you were offering Reiki classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called to participate in those classes, which I'm beyond grateful for that I did. I was already doing my healing modality, and I just felt like there was another level to integrate. And the Reiki, I had sessions before, but I was called to actually become a Reiki practitioner. And Jeannie's been an amazing teacher. And honestly, my heart, everything that I was already doing, for the way that I would describe it, it amplified and it fine-tuned the healing that was already coming through. And the Reiki, just more than just, it took, for me, took it to another depth and even more into my heart, and more, I am going to use the word clarity in the sessions and in the healing, and my ability to be more present with each person and to be able to really hold the space and match them where they were at, completely from my heart, and no less than that.
Wow, that's really powerful. Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. Yeah. Well, Reiki really does open up your third eye. In my opinion, it opens up that channel for the divine energy to work through you. And we all are very humbled by it because it's not us doing the energy work. It's just us being the conduit, this open vessel that allows the energy to run through us. And the amazing work that happens. I mean, have you had...
Yes, the amazing work that happens. I've had that experience where what Jeannie just said, it's really being humbled by it. And also finding more, I'm going to say the word faith and trust, like, it's not me. I just have to get out of the way and let spirit do the work. And that's really what I felt. And the people that I've worked with have felt that. That's been their feedback. I'm just going to quote what was said, is the amount of love that they could feel. They were able to go where they weren't able to go before, and to release and to let go, because they felt the safety and really felt held in that way through the Reiki. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and part of what you're learning is, like, you create that environment where they feel safe enough to be vulnerable, to be exposed, to be authentic, to cry, to yell. I mean, I know there's been some yelling in your session.
Yes, that has happened in my sessions. What I found in my sessions is people finally are able to give themselves permission that hasn't been there before.
Right.
And the yelling is, there's a specific tool that I use that I call it a scream towel.
I love it. The screaming towel. Yes.
The screaming towel. It's a way to, you know, a little kid, not to get off tangent here, but kids throw a tantrum and they're fine. They feel their emotion. They can let it go. But at a certain point, as adults, we don't have that outlet. And sometimes you just want to, like, yell, or, like, that energy needs to move through you, or you're frustrated, or you're feeling stuck. And this scream towel is a healthy, positive way where you do protect your vocal cords, and you use the hand towel, and you can scream, you can yell, you can yell at whoever it is that you haven't had a chance to yell at. Basically, you're taking out the trash. Say whatever you need to say. And there's a huge release, because all that stuff that's been pushed in finally has a chance to get out in the surface, and you don't have to sugarcoat it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes we are super nice, but we have all that anger, frustration, stuck energy. Could it be as simple as that?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Then you get it out, and then people are like, I wish I had had that, like, in that staff meeting that I was in. Or in that whatever corporate meeting. If I could have just...
Let it out, it's easier. Absolutely. Yeah, so it's really important to create that safe environment, that place where they can open up, they can be authentic. And how do you think you create that safe environment?
I'm able to create that safe environment, one, because the tools that I've been blessed with throughout my life. And that's also by being in my heart. I have to be in my heart.
Yes.
Let go of my stuff. In order to be in that space, is I have to do the work on myself.
Absolutely.
If I'm not doing the work on myself, then I cannot be authentic and I cannot be present with the person. So that's one of the key things, is to do the work on myself in order to hold that space for the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, for me, I ask that because it's like, yeah, I have to do that. So then it's not about me. It's about the person and being fully present with them. And that's how I'm able to do it, is to also be in prayer and meditation. I'm in constant prayer, asking for assistance and, okay, God, this is you. Okay, what does this person need? And always in that space inside of myself.
Perfect. Yeah, I a couple of things. One is I think knowing you and what you've experienced, that you've worked through the valley of darkness.
Oh, yeah.
That you've been through some hard times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been, you know, down and out, and there's been some tough times that you've had to deal with, and along the way you learned some methods, some techniques, and that's why you can more easily take people to that place also.
That's the key part of it, is what Jeannie just said. I've been there and I've been on the other side, and so I'm able to do that, and which is a blessing.
Absolutely. We're going to take a really short break. We're going to return with Opender here in Kauai. Oh, she's here at the center. We'll tell you more about how to get in touch with Opie, and we'll see you in a few.
We plan in the aina to get our food.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
The BEPC Expo is back. It's the biggest metaphysical fair in the Pacific Northwest, and it's back in Kent and the last Saturday in June. It's bigger and better than ever, with twice as many speakers, double the rooms, more readers, healers, vendors, food, and more. Arrive at 9 a.m. for a live audience psychic show. Doors to the whole expo open at 10 a.m. This is the place to pick up your favorite gems, intuitive advice, clothing, jewelry, and handmade items sourced locally and globally. Bring your friends or come meet new friends. Mark your calendars for the last Saturday in June, June 29th, at the Kent Commons for the BEPC Expo, 4th and James in Kent. Plenty of free parking, free admission, and free drawings all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit bepcweb.org. That's bepcweb.org. Hope to see you there.
The Salt Mine Aerium in Bellevue offers a healing sanctuary European salt spa, which transports you to a state of healing and relaxation. Salt therapy is a natural, drug-free remedy that benefits the lungs, skin, and body. Breathing in micronized particles of salt can cleanse the lungs of bacteria, irritants, and pollution, while reducing inflammation of the respiratory tract. Come settle into one of our zero-gravity chairs. Enjoy the color light therapy in a room built entirely of Himalayan salt. Listen to the natural sound of a waterfall fountain along with relaxing music in the background. All you have to do is simply sit back and relax. You'll feel like you've been to the beach for the day, only after an hour at Salt Mine Aerium. Get 25% off your first session. Go to saltmineaerium.com or like them on their Facebook page for reminders of upcoming sound healing and guided meditation classes. Can't find time to get to the beach? Visit Salt Mine Aerium today.
Alternative Talk 1150.
So if this spot gets too much,
there's
no place to go.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Jeannie Russell of Dolphin Touch Wellness Center here in Kapa'a Town in Kauai, Hawaii. And I'm filling in for Dina Marie this week on Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And this is Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie. And you can reach me at dolphintouch.org, or you can go onto my Facebook page, which is Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. You can follow us on Instagram at Dolphin Touch Wellness, or you can call us at 808-822-4414 right here at the center and go on and find out about our activities and sessions and excursions and hikes and all the fun things we do here. So I'm continuing the conversation that we've been doing with Opender. And Opie's been here for a number of years. I don't know, how many years now, Opie?
At least
like
three years,
something.
More, something,
yeah.
Like
I don't know, time flies.
Yeah.
When you're here.
It definitely does.
And Opie has lived on Kauai for how long?
Almost have you been 10 here? Years.
10 years, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, one of the things Opie does is, let's talk about first your Shakti healing sessions, mm-hmm. and explain that, and then we'll get into the awesome Indian food that you make and some of the other things here.
Well, the Shakti Reorganizational Healing came together, the name came together because it's different modalities that I've combined to really support people in creating the safety and having the breakthroughs that they need to in their lives, and giving them practical tools that they can implement to keep going, to increasing their connection to themselves, to Source, to God. And having that breakthrough. And that came about through meditation tech tools that I've learned, Heart of the Matter meditation, and then something called the 12 Stages of Healing, which is a breath work.
Breath is so important. Yeah, so important.
That encompasses breath, touch, and movement, really specifically designed points and exercises to help the brain connect to the nervous system to unwind the old story and the pattern that it's created to stay in a state of fight or flight.
Yes.
And the breath is a key.
Right. That's very key to my work, to connection with the dolphins. I mean, breath work is like everything, you know, and getting back to the breath, especially with meditation, mm-hmm. using breath work to breathe in and out. There's a 7-4-8 count, mm-hmm. where you breathe in for 7, mm-hmm. hold it for 4, and exhale for 8.
Yeah.
Which is a really powerful breath work technique that is something that is transformative just doing that.
Just doing that. And it's just doing that in itself, and that's something very practical that anybody can really do. And what I like to do is giving people practical things that they can do in their daily busy lives. Because some people, I don't have time to meditate, I don't have time to do X, Y, and Z, which is true and valid, so how can you? And everybody's life is different, and everybody's pace is different, so it's finding something that will work for each individual, because there is something for everyone.
Absolutely, yes.
There is. You may think there is not, but there is. And so that's how the Shakti Reorganizational, and then, of course, Reiki. I got my certification here with Jeannie, as I had mentioned before. So
yeah,
my
and your Reiki master.
Reiki
so
master.
You can do that
at this point. And then also I do distance healing, and also I want to say energy, but it's more about listening and helping each individual find the answers that are already within them, and
right.
removing the blocks, just assisting.
Yeah.
That's what the Shakti Reorganizational Healing is about. And
nice.
The reorganizing is just shifting what no longer serves you into what's there that does serve you.
Perfect. Yeah, so how can they reach you if they want a session?
If you want a session, you can email me at my email, which is Opinder, O-P-I-N, D like David, E-R, D at gmail.com. Or you can call me directly at 808-212-6353. and that's for Shakti Reorganizational Healing.
Perfect. And one of the other things that kind of came over here through, it kind of started and then it grew and, you know, we kind of encouraged you along and other
yes.
people encouraged you along. And that is your amazing Indian food, which you call, what is it?
It's called Shakti Indian Cuisine. There
Perfect.
Seems to be a theme there.
Yes. And what does Shakti mean to you?
Shakti, to me, there's so many different meanings for it, but to me personally, Shakti is divine power, energy, love,
nice.
Grace, all that is, one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. At the end of the day, to me, it's the energy of love.
Oh, nice. Well, you definitely put love into your food. I've tasted your amazing samosas and your curry and everything you make is incredible.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so really awesome. Yeah, so now you're doing events and yep. you're doing your food all at different locations, and people, you just did Taste of Hawaii, which is
yes.
a huge, huge event here. Yep. So tell us what's happened with your food business.
Wow, with the food business. Definitely not in my plans. There's something about being divinely guided and trusting. What's happened is from doing this art walk is where I started out. The word got out that I make Indian food and it's authentic. I mean, I make my food the way that my grandmother's taught me in the kitchen and it's all made with love. So from the art walk, then other events around the island, Anahola Market here, it's a farmer's market, doing that on Sundays, and then the healing fair. We have the healing and health fair that's actually coming up in Princeville here on June the 30th from 12 to 6. I'll be there with my food.
Nice.
It turned into a business. Bottom line, I have a website now.
Who knew?
Little did I know. X amount of time later,
well,
I would be.
Spirit knew there's a higher purpose. I mean, it's so funny. And it's amazing how many people really love Indian food. And, you know, I don't know if you've been here to Kauai, but if you haven't, it's kind of a small island.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 50,000 to 60,000 people here that live here. And then with tourists, it comes to like 75,000, 85,000 people here. And we don't have a lot of restaurants.
Mm-mm.
There's one Indian restaurant in the whole island. And so people are really hungry for authentic Indian food. And it was so great to have that
yeah.
here on Kauai. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be of service in that way. Like Jeannie said, little did I know, but spirit knew. And now it's turned into a business. And for me, it's a joy and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be able to do it, and also for me, I enjoy it. I was telling you earlier, like for me, it's like meditation. I'm in meditation when I'm cooking the food. I have my shabad in Indian, they're called, playing in the background, and it takes me back to the days of going to the temple, the Sikh temple, when I was young with my grandma, and
Aww.
We used to make rotis and. You make the food, it's called seva, it's about giving and
yeah.
service. And
so do you make the food and offer it to the gods or the temple? Or
that's different,
like that?
That's the Hindu tradition. But
okay.
you do have the food blessed by God, like you do a
mm-hmm.
prayer over the food.
Okay.
Is the way that the Sikhs do it. The
uh-huh.
Sikhs do it a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
But it's the same concept. It's
okay.
having the food blessed by God, and then you serve the food. You just ask for the blessing.
Nice.
So that goes into the food that I cook.
Yeah.
And for me, one of the main things is if I have to love what I'm doing, and the love goes into the food. If there's resistance, or if I'm not enjoying it, if my heart's not poured into it, to me that's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's not happening that way. So now this is what it's manifested into. And I
think
just did
that what you said, though, is so important. There was something, I think it was Gandhi, it was in the movie, and Gandhi was eating in a restaurant, and he could feel the anger in the food
mm-hmm.
by the cook that had prepared it. It was like he was that sensitive and that tuned in. And I think we all have that ability if we just really tap in. So if it's not made with love, or if it's made in anger, or somebody's not happy with their job, or they're just there to cook and they're not, they don't really care, you can taste it.
And you can try that theory. If you think that's a theory, you can try it out, because I've witnessed it, had gotten feedback from people. You could have the same recipe and have two different people cook it, and they use the same utensils, the same ingredients. Nothing is different other than where they're at in their heart. The food will taste different.
Absolutely. I've used
the same utensils, the same ingredients, and I haven't been in a good place in myself, and the food has not come out right. The only deciphering factor was the state that I was in.
I would say that is totally true. I could say that for my own family. Just last night, I was cooking chicken cutlets, which is one of my favorite things to make. But I was so tired and so exhausted, and it was like 8 o'clock at night when I finally had a chance to cook dinner, which is terrible to eat so late at night. And it did not.
It
did not turn out good. Unfortunately, my family had to suffer through that. But yeah, no, I was like, oh, this is, I didn't even eat it. But yeah, no, it's so true what we put in. Well, you know, our time is coming to a close. So I wanted to let people know exactly how to find you. And you're definitely connected to Dolphin Touch. So if they connect through us. You're here quite often. You're here on Wednesdays right now. You're doing sessions out of the center. If they want to book with you, they can contact us and we can set up a session with you. Yes. If they're going to come out here. And they also can do long distance sessions as well, right?
Yes. And through that, again, I'll repeat my email address, opinderd@gmail.com. My phone number is 808-212-6353. And if you want to look at the Indian food, I have a website, which is Shakti, SHAKTI, IndianCuisine.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for my guest today and sharing your amazing work and food. And we look forward to more fun cuisine
and more expansion and seeing what else unfolds in this journey.
Absolutely. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
We plan in the aina to get our food.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
This is Dina Marie. You've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
For you and I. It makes me happy when the sky.
Okay. Aloha, everybody, and welcome back. This is Jeannie with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie, filling in for Dina Marie on the first Friday of the month here. I'm talking to you from Kauai, Hawaii, here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in the heart of Kapa'a Town. We're actually doing meditation this week. It's every Thursday at 5 o'clock, so if you're on the island of Kauai or you're going to be here this month, please stop on in. And we do excursions, healings, retreats, workshops, massage, Reiki, all sorts of fun stuff. And I hope you enjoyed listening to Opie, who has been with the center for a long time. And now we're going to kind of switch gears and talk with our new guest, and it's John Burgess. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me here. It's so great to be doing this interview with you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And maybe you can start by introducing yourself and your show. You have the Beyond the Ordinary show.
I have Beyond the Ordinary show, and I started that show about 6 years ago because I wanted to bring together a group of people who are doing transformational work around the world and leading and guiding others on how to really uplift their lives, reshape their limiting beliefs, and bring in new opportunities as these ascensionary energies have been coming in and lifting us up to new potentialities. So Beyond the Ordinary show grew from that desire, and we've been running for 6 years, and we have some of the most amazing speakers, transformational experts from around the world, and people listening from just about every country as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing show. You have quite a following.
Oh yeah.
And I know Matt Kahn, which is in the Seattle area, has been on your show.
He's been on quite a few times. We actually introduced him to what we call this teleseminar model that we run. And right when he came on the show, it just seemed like it burst, and he just caught on fire. And we tend to do that with the show. We bring in up-and-coming speakers, and somehow it becomes a springboard for them just really going out into the world in a way that they kind of expected to, but they weren't quite sure what was going to happen. And I think we provide some of the magic between us to really allow it to go to a whole new level.
Well, I think you as an interviewer make it really comfortable for them to come on your show and to really speak and get over their little jitters and get over that fear and just kind of put themselves out there. And you're so supportive and helpful that I'm sure you make it easy.
Oh my God, we get to talk about love, personal growth, we get to talk about aliens, we get to talk about spirit guides and, you know, power animals and all that. So what's not fun about that, right?
Oh, totally. And you're launching something right now. So you have a membership launch, and it's called Living in the Extraordinary, which I absolutely love that name. And tell us about that, what you're doing with that.
Well, Living Extraordinary is, again, I've been interviewing people for 6 years, and prior to that, I was coaching people and taking people through private sessions. And again, I wanted to reach more people than just a private coaching practice would allow me. So again, I started Beyond the Ordinary. And then now I was guided to bring it back in and take this amazing community that we have from BTO is what we call it, and allow me to teach more directly, where instead of teaching with another teacher and speaker and coordinating something together, it's really going into my life experiences, my guided channeled information, and the expansion of energy that I'm receiving to share from that point from these people who've been following me for a long time, who've gotten to know me, and we're ready to expand into intimacy and invite other people in also, so that we can build this community, so we can have those conversations that we keep in the closet that we're not comfortable with, maybe with other people. And this community is really a beautiful meeting place for, again, for new teachings, but also that foundation where we get to talk to other people who just like us speak this vernacular, have this awareness of another consciousness that's available and whose hearts are open to expand into that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I really find that people that I've been talking to and in our community, like one of the attractions is they don't have others that they can speak to, and they feel kind of isolated. They're on this spiritual path, and they're on this growth expansion, and maybe the people around them are not at the same level or having that same experience, and maybe they live in a really small town and they're not very open-minded to some of these expansion and thoughts, so they really feel isolated. So it's nice that you're creating that community.
Well, it's funny you say that, because when I landed in Kauai about 2.5 years ago, I lived here for a little while, you provided that same space here physically with Dolphin Touch. Mm. So the energy that you bring here and the support, it's like it's a sense of home and family. And yes, we get to have these conversations that are, again, we're breaking out of the box and we're stepping out of the spiritual closets. And you're such a force here for really anchoring in that expansion of energy and awareness, where people feel that sense of home and they get to explore the wonders and the magic of Kauai through your guidance and your lens, which is not the same as going in any regular tour. Yeah. Again, there's a spiritual aspect. There's this also tremendous feeling of love that's engendered through what you do here at Dolphin Touch. And again, it's, our paths are very similar. We just have different platforms on how we do it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've had people come through here and share things and literally tell us, wow, I can't talk about this at home. You know, I can't talk about this with anybody. I can't even talk about it with my husband.
Right.
Because they don't understand. It's really sweet, though, the way you said that about us. Yeah, we try to be a haven, this... light.
You don't try to be. You are. You totally are. And there's just no getting around that. And you're very well known in the community. I've come to know this community in Kauai pretty well. And you're really a touchstone for people to anchor in, again, that expansion. And the amazing portal of energy that Kauai, Mama Kauai, is for people that land here. Again, like those vortex spots around the world. Many people hear that you'll land there and you can either really resonate in it or it spits you out. And a lot of people get spat out by the energy of Kauai. It's too much love, too much of an embrace. It forces them to go into these energies that perhaps have been avoided for a while.
Right.
And again, you provide such a beautiful landing space for recalibrating and not having to run the other way, maybe necessarily. And again, taking us deeper into the intentionality of what this island is, that is far beyond this oasis of an island in the middle of a Pacific. It's really a spiritual awakening portal, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, luckily that it's a radio and they can't see me blushing with all your wonderful comments. So thank you, John. Yeah, well, part of it is I'm very humbled about being here. And I really feel blessed to be doing this work and to be in this amazingly beautiful environment doing it and connecting with wonderful people like yourself and Opie and others that we've encountered, and Dina and all these amazing people that have come through the center, and I'm just really, really blessed. So what was your draw to Kauai? What was it that you first, said, oh, there's something here?
I resisted Kauai a little bit at first. I was with a partner in the past, and she brought me to Kauai for the first time. And it was amazing. She wanted to live here, and I was like, I can be there part-time, but I've got these other ambitions and things I want to do, and it's too quiet. And so I liked visiting, but to live here permanently just wasn't landing for me. Well, funny enough, at the end of that relationship, I needed a place to land, and I could live anywhere in the world with the show that I do, because it's an online platform, so I can broadcast, and I had no limitations. And Kauai kept bringing me back, and the energy kept bringing me back. So I spent the summer here, and I was like, okay, after summer, I'll figure out where I'm going to live. I was looking in Europe, Central America, South America, all over the U.S., and Kauai kept landing. Nothing else was drawing me in until... it just drew me in. And when I came here during that 3-month period, just driving down the road, the embrace of the energy, and it was visceral, it was somatic. I just cried in the receiving. There was a soft landing here into this potent motherly feminine energy that was inviting me to surrender in ways that I hadn't before. And so I immersed myself in the ocean, in the hikes, in the mountains, in the waterfalls, and with the amazing people who live here.
Yeah.
And I surrendered again in ways that I had not imagined was possible before. And it opened my heart to new possibilities, and a different type of flow of abundance started coming in, which is a direct reflection and mirror of what the flow of abundance is with, again, this beautiful island called Kauai.
Yeah, you kind of start playing with this reality, and we really are in the fifth dimension, because we really feel and see things like the veil's lifted here, is what I've said many times, and that you see things in different ways. And even a lot of people, when they come here, they say, I just think of somebody, and they call, or they show up, or you see them at the grocery store. Like, we hardly even need telephones.
Oh, yeah, no. The first time my oldest daughter came to visit me, I said, hey, we're going to run a quick errand, it'll take us 30 minutes. Well, it took us an hour and a half because we kept running into people just synchronistically, no planning, and you couldn't help it. And I was supposed to introduce her to them. It's like these beautiful relationships, and everybody just showed up on that errand. And she goes, remind me not to go on an errand out with you next time, because that's not what you promised. I was going to do these other things. And I go, but look at the amazing experience that we had.
Yeah.
And there's a pacing also. The energy here invites us to slow down, to presence, to really be in heart-to-heart space. And when you're in that long enough and you leave, like I have gone to California and come mm-hmm. back, you can tell the difference of presence in people and your own pace on how we interact with one another, are gazing into each other's eyes, taking time just to drop in and feel not just what's happening intellectually in our relationship, but feeling the expression of our energies communicating in a ways that you can't really feel unless you're in that much intimacy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. John, we're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna have a little message. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm really enjoying having you here. Again, it's beyondtheordinaryshow.com.
Beyondtheordinaryshow.com, yes.
And we'll be right back. We love something in
family. Are you tired of the cold? Can't seem to get warm? Do you suffer from body aches, insomnia, or stress? Looking for relief? Why not experience the amazing health benefits of the Amethyst Crystal Biomat? The Biomat is an FDA Class 2 medical device. It uses NASA technology and produces the health benefits of far infrared and negative ions. The soothing and warming effect of the Biomat penetrates 6 to 8 inches into the body, and the healing benefits are amazing. For more information, visit dolphinbiomat.com or call us at 808-822-4414 today.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
It'll make you happy when skies are gray.
Aloha and welcome back. You're with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie, and I'm speaking here with John Burgess, and we're here on the island of Kauai at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. You can connect us on the web at dolphintouch.org. And John Burgess is with the Beyond the Ordinary Show. And John, you're launching something new, and you have a webinar coming up. I'd love to share this with our audience.
Well, yeah, we're building up the membership site. We did a beta launch on it 4 months ago, and the community that's showing up there, It's really people who are like committed to doing their work and they're ready for that expansion. And the sharing that they have, the community that's been showing up for this membership, they're healers of healers. They're light workers. They're like these own trailblazers and they're showing up in this platform.
Yeah, it's been great. The comments I've been reading have been really really high level and spot on, amazing expansion.
Yeah, so I'm talking about humility, the humility that I have just to be able to hold that space and that people are drawn to the energy of what we've created there is tremendous. And again, it's about building that type of community, and that in itself creates this wave of consciousness, of ripple effects in the world. But what happens with that wave is it starts to become a tsunami that causes mm-hmm. even greater shifts. And we have all these different communities like you do here at Dolphin Touch, where you have your wave of consciousness going. And as we keep building these waves on different platforms and intentionalities, again, to raise that vibration for ourselves first and foremost, but then the ripple effects of humanity, those waves and those tsunamis reaching each other and meeting each other in the ocean starts to change the field energetically. And that's nice. So important. So
yeah, I think we're all evolving to a place where it's not like master student. It's like we're all masters.
Oh, yeah.
And we all have something to contribute, and you just holding the space is all that's needed. And like, you know, maybe somebody else has the answer or someone else pops up. It doesn't have to be you giving all the answers, giving all the guidance, giving all the information. You're just holding the space to allow everyone to speak up.
And I would say you're just not holding the space. I say you have a specific energetic that people are drawn to as a hub, as a portal for that expansion. You do that. I do that through the membership and through Beyond the Ordinary Show. There's an intention. It requires very specific humility also. It really does to anchor that in for other people to receive it. So those of us who can be that empathic and hold that humility without allowing the ego to try to steer the ship
right.
are holding something really special and integral for the planet. And you're holding it here for Kauai.
Yeah, well, there are other healers. Like, I don't pretend to be the only best healer on Kauai.
Right.
You know, I'll definitely direct people to someone, you know, else if they feel, oh, you can benefit from Opia, you can benefit from anybody else, and I'll direct them because I believe it takes a community, and everybody has a different gift or something to share. And I happen to be lucky enough so I know so many people that I can tap into, oh, this one would be perfect here.
And it's your energy that draws in the people with the intention that you hold for the space that you're creating so that people can come in and feel comfortable and home and felt heard and felt like they can go explore places around the island that they otherwise wouldn't even consider.
Yeah.
And again, that just provides the expansion for then their transformation to show up in synchronicity, and the right healer, the right energy worker, the right portal of transformation will show up without much efforting. It's more a state of being than in a state of trying to work something into reality.
It's so important, that efforting, because that's been like a trigger for me. Like if I'm feeling like there's an effort or like I'm forcing myself to do something,
oh yeah,
that's like, okay, wait a minute, I need to kind of like reevaluate and relook at what I'm doing or how I'm doing it, and maybe I shouldn't be doing it. Maybe it's something I can give out to somebody else, or maybe it's I have to shift something else that's happening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I do go through the same thing also. And sometimes if we're solo or there's a resource, sometimes we are meant to effort through those things because we're building to a different energetic level and wisdom that wants to come in. And then there's the grace of knowing when to let go.
Yeah.
That we've already embodied the wisdom or that skill that we needed. And now that we can lead others or let it go into a mastery that they carry, that's not really our skill set to move forward with. So it's about opening up the energies so we can really share from our own star brilliance and allow someone else to collaborate and co-create with us to expand what we can't do on our own.
Absolutely. I feel like when it's effort, I will reflect like, okay, what is coming up for me right now? Why am I having this resistance? Why is it like, okay, and yeah, that's a time for me to reflect, or this emotion that's coming up, and like, is that mine or is it someone else's? And Is it something that I need to move through and there's something to be learned from that efforting, that I'm forcing myself to do something where I'm not really happy in that space? Or is it that I just need to let go?
Right. Well, and that's really a symptom of the ascension energies that we're stepping into also. So I'm actually hosting a free webinar as part of the Living in the Extraordinary. Because I wanted to, as we build the membership, give people an opportunity to really have a good sense of what I'm doing on the show, why this membership community, how they fit into it. So I've put together a three-part webinar. We're actually doing the last part of it on Friday, but we have all the replays, recordings up. So if someone wants to tap into that and get some amazing information for free, then go thebeyondtribe.com and you can register for free. It's, so far it's been about 5 hours worth of content. That's, and a lot of processes, transformational tools, meditations, soul recoveries that have come in through that. And then I'll invite you from there, if you're guided and if it's resonant for you, into the membership site, so that you can become an ongoing participant in this ongoing community where, again, we're stepping into new ascension energies. But the part that I wanted to get to that's more important for me right now is the ascension energy. You know, we step into 5D, there's this Shangri-La that's going to show up, like everything is going to manifest so beautifully. We're going to be, you know, in this beautiful place of peace and freedom and ecstasy. What they didn't tell us, as we ascend and we integrate more energies, our empathic awareness increases, our psychic capacity starts expanding, and so we start feeling other things that we weren't feeling before.
Right, and some of it is not so pleasant.
So a lot of it's really difficult to deal with because we haven't been accustomed to it. It's been easier to put our heads in the sand than to feel. But once you feel, you can't go back to not feeling.
Right, and when you start feeling negative energy, or like you're feeling like some people's thoughts, and you can feel they're focusing on you, or like we're so aware of that now. I mean, we've heightened our awareness of like, oh my god, this person's been focusing on me, and you know, and now it's like, yeah, you didn't have to deal with that in the past.
If we're feeling it in someone else or something inside of us that's carrying that, because on the other side of that is compassion. And if we can hold that energy with compassion without having to take it on and wear it, to try it on to see how we're moving with the energy, the compassion is a mirror back of love that allows the other to see themselves in their own suffering and perhaps choose that there may be something different. Perhaps choose that they can reach out for help someone else. Perhaps choose not to keep swimming in those dark waters that are there anymore. And it's that love, that expression through the energy. And again, the island here in Kauai does that so beautifully. The dolphins reflect back to us in swimming always.
Yeah, the dolphins are always in the present moment, and they're always reflecting love and energy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sometimes it's hard to reflect love to someone who's yelling at you.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you certainly don't want to sit in as empathic as you receive, as you are in that receiving mode. No, but it's, we also get to discern. So again, it's a feminine energy of compassion that knows when to step away when you're not in fertile ground. And so there's a lot of wisdom that comes up through these ascensionary energies. Yeah. And again, as we feel things, as those sensitivities come up, know that they're always here to love us more into our empowerment, as opposed to trying to take something away from us. But we get caught up in the disempowerment because it doesn't feel good, and it's draining. Right. Sometimes, and it's confusing, and we're really being called up into a new paradigm, and this is part of the process.
Well, I really find that a good meter for that is my energy level.
Yeah.
When my energy level drops, I know that something is off, that I'm not doing something in alignment, or I'm being drained by something else.
Oh my god, me too.
Taking me out of my joy.
I've been feeling that. I've been going through that tremendously, specifically over the last 3 months, and where my body was drained. There was a lot of symptoms that were showing up that were not normal for me. And we can talk about solar flares and planetary influences and the radiation from cell phone towers and all these other things. And yes, all those are environmental factors. And as much as this is a spiritual conversation and one into personal development, whenever those things come in and start taxing us, it's also good to look at our body chemistry, to check our vitamin levels, to check to see if we're actually producing dopamine, to see how our adrenals are. And it's all part of the balance that we're being asked to really look into as we step into a greater awareness of what self-love really means.
All right, John. Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, Jeannie, thank you so much for having me here. I always love being here at Dolphin Touch Center. Just stepping in through the doorway, I feel like I'm transported into an oasis on the island of an oasis. So if any of y'all are listening and have a chance to come to the Hawaiian Islands, it's a no-brainer. It's Kauai. And when you come to Kauai, come to Dolphin Touch and you'll feel the magic. And it's such a beautiful place to really land and to get to experience what the true meaning of aloha really is. So again, this has been amazing, and thank you for providing this hospitality and also for inviting me to be part of this interview.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's always a pleasure. Well, we'll see you next Friday, the first Friday of the month. Dean and Marie will be back next week, and it was great having you all. Aloha.
Aloha.